Today's episode is brought to you by Lufthansa. Time flies comfortably when you're enjoying every minute, every detail, and every little indulgence on your flight. Lufthansa. Nonstop you.
It's Trump versus tech, or is it? The top tech leaders meet with the president-elect. Where do both camps go from here?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. It's finally happened, the tech meeting to end all tech meetings. Prominent Silicon Valley executives met with President-elect Donald Trump in a very high-profile summit on Wednesday. At the meeting, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg, Tesla's Elon Musk, Alphabet's Eric Schmidt, all joined together to talk the future of tech in a Trump administration. The two camps have had a rocky relationship in the past, to say the least. Was this meeting the first step to a mended relationship? Let's get the very latest. Joining us now is The Wall Street Journal's Brian Fitzgerald. So, Brian, you know, if we base the meeting Trump had with the media in November as the example, it was, you know, awkward to say the least. So it's sort of, it added a lot of hype to this anticipated meeting.
You know, Tanya, I think anytime you get this number of prominent Silicon Valley executives in one room,
to say the least,
it's already a significant moment. And then you add in all the kind of the ballyhoo that comes with Trump and the, you know, the pomp and the circumstance, et cetera.
Yeah, a lot of people were ready for fire. Surprisingly enough, there was a sort of pacifying tone. What did Trump bring to the table initially?
Well, I think you have a couple things at play. I think for starters, you know, these are seasoned executives. They have a playbook. They're not dumb. Right. So I think the first thing that comes to my mind is that they're probably there to do a lot of listening, not necessarily a lot of talking. And you know, when the president elect of the United States of America invites you to New York to talk, you kind of have to go. I know there was some outcry about they should protest, they should not go. You know, I think at some point, you know, the executives still are respecting the position, even if they're not necessarily happy with the person occupying the seat. You respect the position, you go, and then you listen. And I think that's what was happening there, at least in the first few moments of the gathering. They went around the table. They all said who they were and sort of why they were there. Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook, for example, said she just wanted to talk about jobs. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I think they all do have something important relative to their business that they want to talk about. And when you have the president of the United States, the incoming president has your ear, you know, and you have theirs, then you go and you do that. I think what Trump said in his opening remarks, I think what he tried to get across to the executives was, like, he talked about, he hit all the normal points, right? He talked about trade. He said he wanted to make it easy. He said Silicon Valley is filled with great innovators. Everybody in the room is great. The most wonderful people. Keep doing that. And he tried to get across this sense that, you know, I'm here for you. And when you want, you have me. You have access to me when you want it. And he said something that I thought was a little surprising, which is he said, we have no formal chain of command around here, you know, which is kind of like, you know, you don't expect to hear that
right.
From the president, right? Like, the president in the White House is nothing but formal chains of command.
Right, exactly. Right?
So when he said that, but I think what he was trying to say to the executives is, anytime you want to pick up the phone and talk to me about trade, about jobs, about the economy, about whatever, give me a call. I'm here and I'll talk to you. Which, you know, there's a certain accessibility there that I think he tried to get across. And, you know, I'll leave it to other people to decide what was genuine, what wasn't. But it sounded genuine to me, and to me, pretty plausible that is how his administration would run. That if Satya Nadella from Microsoft or Tim Cook from Apple picked up the phone to talk to him, you know, he's a business guy. He's now a businessman who's president, and he's going to talk to another, you know, CEO.
Right.
A fellow CEO.
Right, right. It seems just interesting because, you know, you look at what he said in the past. You look at Bezos in particular and how Trump sort of came at him like, oh, he controls too much. He's laid into Apple for the encryption issue earlier this year. Mm-hmm. It seems like that can't necessarily be swept under the rug, though. So I'm wondering, is there any feel of how receptive the tech folks were on the mm-hmm. receiving end of that?
Well, I think they have to be, right? And so the room had a sense of, it was very cool. By the time people listen to this podcast, they will have seen some of the opening minutes of the video, and you can get the sense that the room was cool, mm-hmm. right? There was, you know, it wasn't necessarily buddy-buddy. Everyone was sitting around a table, and there was sort of a guardedness about it. Tim Cook and Apple went at it with the Obama administration over security and unlocking of iPhones. So it's not as if, a president of the United States versus a technology executive hasn't happened before.
Right.
You know, and it's going to happen again. And right now, you have Donald Trump, who was pretty vocal in his swipes at Jeff Bezos, for his not just Amazon, but for his participation in his ownership of The Washington Post.
Sure.
And he took some swipes at Apple. And he's very, Donald Trump is very big on having manufacturing jobs and jobs in America, and sees technology companies as having a lot of jobs overseas. So he's going to be at odds with them on a lot of issues. But that's really nothing new between government and any business, and certainly tech. And so, I think there was a certain receptiveness there because, look, if you think about it, there are going to be plenty of things that Donald Trump's going to want to do that the tech companies are going to be very open toward. And I can't imagine there's one person sitting around that room from, Oracle, Safra Katz down to, to anyone else that won't want a lower tax rate for bringing their money from overseas back into the United States.
Right. Yeah. No, 'cause
right?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Whether that can happen is another matter. But if Donald Trump, as president, were to come out and say, we would like a 15% tax rate to repatriate your earnings that are being held overseas, I doubt anyone there is going to say, no, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, fair enough. We are talking the big tech meeting that took place on Wednesday between Donald Trump and the prominent tech leaders in Silicon Valley. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
Thank you, as always, for listening. So, Brian, going into this meeting, the buzzword was jobs. It all really seems to be about jobs. And ultimately, Silicon Valley has hired a lot of immigrant workers, engineers from all over the world. Trump has made his thoughts on immigration very clear. I think, it's fair to say that the tech world still has their fair share of concerns here.
Oh, sure. Well, it's going to play out over time. Right, nothing was going to be accomplished in this room, in this one-hour meeting with so many people there. The brass tacks, it's going to come down to the one-on-ones. And, when we know Tim Cook and Elon Musk, for example, are meeting separately with Trump after the sort of group gaggle, and they're going to have their own meetings. And that's where the stuff's going to get hammered out, and it's not going to be in front of the cameras and whatnot. And I think it's going to play out over years. Yeah. Not just in the first weeks, because there are some issues such as jobs overseas that bringing them back to the United States, it's just not plausible.
Yeah,
right. Like, and take Apple for example, you just can't lift your entire manufacturing force of your iPhones and just plop them in America and say, yeah, that was easy to do. It's something that would take an immense heavy lift at immense cost, and so there the president-elect and the technology executives aren't going to agree on some of these issues. And they may never agree. So, but they certainly will talk about them. And, I'm certainly no political analyst, but when I think of Donald Trump and where he's going, what's going to have a lot of his attention, he's going to be a president that's, I imagine, is going to focus a lot on these issues in business and try to figure out what he can, what could he get? What could he get from these executives? So maybe he can't get all of Apple's manufacturing force, but I think Donald Trump would be happy if Apple built a significant plant in the United States to manufacture something new, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that would be he'd see that as a win. And so it's just needle move, right? And how can we move the needle in small, medium, and large ways? I just think Tanya, this stuff plays out over a very long time. Certainly this meeting of all of these executives, it's partly for show, it's partly for media, and I think it's partly to just sort of break that ice.
That is a good place to leave it. Brian Fitzgerald, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks again to Brian Fitzgerald for joining us. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.